Good morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. It's a very well-known Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to read 1 to 12. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. Amen. You know, I've been doing a bit of reflection after our retreat, and personally, just had a wonderful time, and I know so many of us as well. And I've been thinking a lot about, Monday morning, and when Stefan shared about the spirit of generosity, and and people were sharing, and I've heard so many incredible testimonies already from so many people of what they received and how the Lord really blessed them as a result of their giving and all those things. And as I was thinking about that, I think the beauty of it, which I'll relate to the text, is that, it was done one to another. When you give to church, sometimes it can seem like it's, you're giving to some, entity or something. And, it has flesh attached to it, of course, right? Because we're giving to, further the ministry of the church and God's kingdom and those things. And so, I mean, there are things that happen, but when the giving was done in a certain way and we got to really give to one another, flesh and blood, and it just reminded me of the Sermon on the Mount. And, I was in Israel over the summer, and we actually went up to the Sermon on the Mount. It would be the Mount of Olives, and did a Bible study, using these texts. It was quite wonderful. But the whole idea of the Sermon on the Mount is not... It's not just simply a way to live your life, and even though it is that, right? You have a bunch of alliteration, and it throws out all these blessings, and in other words, your life will be full if you do this thing. But the beauty of Sermon on the Mount is stuff that happens to us, and it's stuff that it gets realized when we do it to other people, And so the Sermon on the Mount is really, thoughts on relationships. It's thoughts on how we can better relate to one another. Pointers, about how we can really bless other people. We're blessed, it talks about, blessed are the gentle, the words used, humble. Blessed are the merciful, right? We're blessed when we bless others, in that same way. We are blessed when we are merciful, but how does that mercy, how is that extended? It's when you're merciful to somebody else. So it's not one of those things where you just sit at home and say, I'm just really merciful today. It's not a state of mind as, man, I'm just full of mercy. Right? I mean, it doesn't really work that way. You're blessed, blessed are the merciful when you extend mercy to somebody else. And that person is blessed. Because you're extending that out to that person, and you're blessed, right, because of the deed, that you have given yourself to. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, right? The only way that happens, we don't just sit at home, right, again, and say, man, I'm just pure in heart. I just have a good heart. How the good heart is manifested, right, when you minister to somebody else, with impurity. Right, when there's no guile, in our lives, and we give ourselves, and it says, and when that happens, right, we get to see God, we get to see God at work, and basically we become the embodiment of God, and so in some ways it's not necessarily that you see God, But you see God in your own life operating, because that's how God is. God is pure in heart. And, you know, and my favorite actually out of this whole text is actually verse 8. And it said, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, right? For they shall be called sons of God. You know, and I've spoken at length on this in the past. You know, but notice the words is, it's not peacekeepers, it's peacemakers. Right, it's not just people that keep the peace, you know, and peacekeeping, if we know our modern history, right, just doesn't work. You know, there are still peacekeepers in Africa that have been there for decades, and it still doesn't work. You know, so it's not about keeping the peace, it's about being a peacemaker. You know, it's about taking initiative, it's having that God thing in us, you know, because God is a peacemaker. You know, and he goes about and he creates, you know, peace in a certain way by, you know, all the other alliteration that came before it. You know, and when we start operating in that, he says, man, you know, that's who the sons of God are. You know, and so, there's a real key difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. A peacekeeper sometimes lies, right, to keep the peace. You know, white lies and these things. Sometimes peacekeepers don't tell the whole truth. You know, peacekeepers are afraid to confront in a lot of times. You know, because their whole idea is, oh, we just want to keep the peace. You know, but a peacemaker goes out of their way, brings, you know, a bit of discomfort, you know, into an arena, you know, but the end result will be peace, you know, and sometimes we have to see that. And he says, blessed are the peacemakers. Again, right, this is something that's extended to somebody else, you know. And so this whole passage is really, when you really think about it, is really about relationships. You know, it's really about how we relate to one another. It's about how we treat one another. It's also how we are treated as well, right? It says, blessed are those that mourn, you know, blessed are them who are persecuted. You know, and so it's in a relational aspect, it's what's done to others, and it's also things that are done to us. Amen? So let's close our eyes this morning as a point of reflection and meditation. And this is considered, you know, probably the greatest sermon of the Lord, the most impactful. This is basically kind of the DNA of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, in our heart of hearts, the community that's around us, you know, be it your family, your church, your friends, your circle of influence, your workplace, the marketplace, you know, are you embodying the Sermon on the Mount? Are you being merciful? Are you being a peacemaker? Are we operating in humility? Are we poor in spirit? And let's just begin to give ourselves to the Lord as Pastor Nate leads us in worship. Let's examine our hearts. And just pray, Lord, I just want to embody the Sermon on the Mount. Lord, I want the Beatitudes be my attitude. I see you.
You are the God of the broken, the friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King.
Oh, kneel me down.
Oh, kneel me down. Show me how much you love humanity. Oh, Spirit, be the star that leads me to the You are the God of the broken, the friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble.
You are the God of the broken.
You are the God of the broken, the friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. You are the God of the humble. You are.
Let's start and let's pray for our community. Let's pray that God would just continue to move upon our church, and the Lord would just continue to have His way with us. You know, it's a great launching pad from the retreat, and now let's let the reality of all that the Holy Spirit did in our lives just begin to spill over into our relationships, into our work, and into our finances, into every area of our life. Let's just pray for the Spirit of God to just take control over every aspect of every member of this church. Let's just begin to pray. Let's pray over tonight. The McCain House Church is meeting, and we also have our Experiencing God and Growing in Christ meeting. Let's pray for Saturday. The guys have a basketball in the morning, and Paul is having his bachelor party in the afternoon, and I don't know, is Joyce doing something? Also, Joyce's hen party is going on as well. Let's pray for intercessory prayer ministry that's happening in the afternoon, and SP youth group in the evening. Let's pray for our Sunday services at 10 and at 2. Pray for Noah's Ark and the children's ministry during that time. We have a couple meetings in between, House Church Leaders meeting that night, and some other things going on. So let's just lift up all the activities, all the services and meetings that we're coming together as a church for this weekend. And let's pray that God would just really just take center stage in all that we do, and the Holy Spirit would just continue to breathe over us and all the times we get together. There will continue to be a attitude of celebration as we celebrate each other and celebrate the Lord and His Spirit. And so let's just cover this weekend as a church and ask God's hand to be upon us. Let's lift up Uzbekistan. Let's ask God to just place His hand upon them, and pray for my dad and the leaders of the church, and they would just continue to grow. And you know, they're in the midst of a little conflict going on there, and ask God that He would just have His hand upon them and just really bring just a healing word over this situation. And so let's just cover Uzbek. Let's pray for our three mission trips that are going on this winter. Let's pray for our intercessory prayer team that will be going to Phnom Penh to minister in Cambodia with Pastor O. Let's pray for our Philippines missions, and especially pray for Jihe as she's organizing our event, and pray that all the logistics and everything will be taken care of, you know, visiting the orphanages and the leper colonies, and God would really just begin to stir our hearts in that. And pray for Fujian as we go back to the orphanage there and ask God to bless them and be with Mary as she organizes this trip. And the Lord will just really use them and use this team to really encourage the kids in Fujian. So let's lift up these three trips and pray for the logistics and pray for God to speak to people to go and to give. And God will just do a wonderful ministry during this winter season. And lastly, let's pray for our move and pray that God would provide a building and God would really speak to us and speak to the landlord that we're talking to. Let's pray for the funds that we need in this. And I think some wonderful things happen at the retreat that's really going to just flow into our fundraising. And I think it's going to be a wonderful testimony for us as a church. And so let's just continue to lift this up before the Lord. Pray for the guys that are involved in finding the buildings and whatnot, and Stanley and GA and Jimmy. Let's ask the Lord to just really bless them and just give them wisdom as they search and seek out. And let's pray that the whole church would really come on board and we'd see just some incredible things happen during this time. So let's cover our building search and fund. Lord, we just thank you in advance, God, for just so many opportunities that you're giving us individually and as a body, Father God, to engage you, to experience you, God, to get involved in people's lives. And we just thank you, Father, for just your grace, God, that enables us to do anything. And Lord, we just come before you humbly, Lord, and we just say to use us today, God, in any way, God, let us bring glory to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, just come and just speak to us, Lord, and unite us as a church and help us to fight the good fight of faith, God. And whatever battle, God, that we're encountering, Lord, we thank you that the victory belongs to you. We bless you today, Father God. Watch over this weekend, Lord, as we give your Son Jesus glory in all the services and every meeting that we have as a church. And Lord, help us to really begin to embody the Sermon on the Mount, God. Lord, truly let the Beatitudes be our attitude. We thank you so much, God. We bless you today. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys today. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend. And we'll see you out at the services on Sunday.